I Lost a Shoe. The Kirby's Nursery e-newsletter for June 30th, 2022. I've told you before that I have trouble letting things go. I'll fix, patch, repair something to make it extend for past its stated useful life. Sometimes it works well, and many times it just delays the inevitable. One of my attempts to keep something going backfired a bit on me and made my siblings laugh to no end. We were celebrating my mom and stepfather's 25th wedding anniversary. We were all dressed in our best, and to go with my navy suit, I had these brown shoes that were super comfortable, but also had some years on them. I think I had gotten them back in 06 or 07, but as I am always trying to extend the life of things, I had taken some strong superglue to the soles of one of them when it started to get a little loose. Towards the end of dinner, we were going to go out and have our photo taken together. As I popped up from my seat and started walking, my shoe felt like it had fallen apart. I tried to cover it by changing my step a little, and then the entire sole just completely came off the shoe. I looked around, figured no one saw me, and grabbed the remnant of my shoe and put it in my coat pocket. Of course, my siblings saw me and couldn't stop laughing at the fact that part of my shoe had just disintegrated. Fortunately, the main part of the shoe was still intact, so to anyone else, they wouldn't have noticed a difference, although I might have seemed like I was a little lopsided if they had looked closely at me. And so I took some pictures and spent the rest of the evening with part of my shoe in my pocket. I sadly had to say goodbye to those shoes, but they had a good run. What have you kept around longer than its typical lifespan? I think maybe this is a trait of all gardeners. We don't like to throw things out. No matter how sad a plant is, we always think we can breathe new life into it. It's a spirit of optimism and hope that we bring to our gardens and that our gardens bring to us.
Happy gardening, the Kirby's Nursery family.